Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Monumental if you're watching us there. I'm going to check in with the folks on the stream.
What's up, stream?
How's everybody doing on the stream? What up, stream? I will read the last comment made in the stream. It's from Jupe, just said loins. That's the last comment I saw.
Damn, Jupe, what you talking about, man?
My guess is somebody asked, who do you like tonight, the Lions or the Cowboys?
Oh, he meant the but he don't like the Lions, he like the loins.
He wrote loins, so that's what we're...
Hey, that damn spell check, man.
And shout out to White Brian for highlighting it and putting it on the bottom. Also, shout out to White Brian for the gif of B. Mitch doing YMCA. I tweeted that out, and I posted it to Facebook. That was great dancing, Brian. I also...
You call that dancing? I was just doing YMCA.
It's dancing for white people.
You said that. I didn't.
You know that Brad Paisley song, Alcohol? And help white people dance.
I saw Brad Paisley last night on the commercial.
I was like, last night?
Yeah, he was on the Reba McEntire was hosting a show that they had on NBC on April. It was on your show, your station.
Tree lighting ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In New York.
There you go.
Rockefeller Plaza.
Yeah.
All right. I was checking that out a little bit.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Till
I fell asleep.
That sounds about right. I wanted to give you something.
Why you giving me some CIA balls?
I got a number of these. So
I think they may have like a chip in it or something.
If you're watching on Monumental, I'm going to try to pull up the email. I got an email from a dude that only provided his first name, okay?
Hey, but giving out these type of balls, yep, he's trying to set us up.
He only gave me his first name, and I'm not going to say it. But the email address is very, what do you call that? Like
cryptic?
No, not cryptic, but just anonymous. Like it's just
okay.
There's very little information provided. But this dude emailed me a while back and said, "I'd like to send you some gifts from the CIA gift shop."
All right.
And I was like, "All right, man." Like I didn't really know what to do. You get a zillion cards to sign in the mail, but we also just get random things in the mail sometimes. So this dude said,
"Lanfie, I just found out how people know I do that." JP announced it over
there. You do it while we're live on air all the time.
They didn't know what I was doing.
You don't think they could tell you're signing autographs?
Oh, I could have been signing some checks.
Well, my man Blank sent us a bunch of these golf balls, and I am delivering them to you.
All right.
I posted this on Instagram.
How many you kept? You kept three sleeves.
Let's, I kept two. I'll give you more.
No. We're going to play with them every time we play, and let's see who has the most left.
It'll be you. So, actually, I've been doing well at not losing balls when I've played most recently. I just can't chip. But here's my question. So, yeah. I posted to Instagram. Do you want a CIA, what appears to be like golf bag towel? Because I have that. There's a box of stuff at Channel 4. I can bring you whatever you'd like.
Bring it in.
We'll
check it out.
But somebody, I posted on Instagram, and somebody's like, dude, the CIA could track people down in caves halfway across the world. You don't think they're watching you with those golf balls? And I said, left hand up, I swear to God on this, I will happily give up my civil liberties if it means I never lose a golf ball again.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they can find my golf ball.
If they're tracking you with the golf ball, for that person that sent that out, he's not going to have these balls with him very long. So if they track it, they're going to be in some lake or some bunch of trees, but he won't be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if that's the way they're trying to track you, they're not very good at tracking.
I am. If the CIA is tracking me, I'm cool with it. I got nothing to hide.
Ain't nobody sending you no golf balls to track you. The last thing they will send is golf balls because they know 99% of the people in the world
lose them.
Lose golf balls. They don't keep them with them. They will not send. They will not send them. If they want to track somebody, they'll send it to a PGA player.
Right.
Not us.
Right.
Let's be real.
In about an hour, we're going to get a Vikings preview with Pete Burchich. I believe he's the voice of the Vikings. In about a half hour, we're going to talk some football and some hockey with Ethan Cadeau from Monumental Sports.
We're going everywhere today, baby.
We're everywhere today. But, B, I want to dive into Washington. I asked a bunch of guys. The Dan Quinn speech in the postgame that was in Hard Knocks where he said, we might have lost, but we're not lost anymore. I asked guys in the locker room yesterday what that meant. Because it's easy to derive meaning for us on the outside, but I was curious what it meant to them. And two different guys on record basically gave me the same answer, which I found interesting, like separate of one another. And it was Sam Cosmi and Terry McLaurin, and they said, it's our play style. That was a brawl, and we brawled. And last year they had that throughout the season. And let's be real, and I think a giant part of it was injuries.
Yeah.
Terrible stretch of football where they lost by 3 touchdowns for a month.
Yeah.
They weren't playing that way.
Yeah.
They were getting pushed around. And
true.
They were able to bring that back in that Denver game. Is that something as simple as the mental and physical lift that a guy like Terry McLaurin back on the field brings?
Yeah. Because, like, take it back to a cartoon. You probably know this cartoon. Remember the little dog always walking around, and he had Butch, big old dog, following him? That little bitty dog was loud talking when Butch was around.
That Underdog?
No. I forgot the name of it. But when Butch wasn't around, that dog didn't talk a lot. The injuries, I know people don't like to make excuses. They think when you bring up injuries is an excuse. But the injuries causes people to lose faith and to lose, let's say, confidence. If I got Butch or I got Daryl, Michael, Tyrone, Blanche, my brothers, walking in front of me, I'm scared of no damn body in this world. But if all of them are gone, then now I got to do it myself. And you lose a little less, you have a little less confidence that you can handle it by yourself. But what you got them with you, you bad. Terry is one of those big brothers. You know what I mean? And when you see Cosmi finally comes back and now he's starting to hit
his
stride,
right.
He's a big brother. You all of a sudden see the guy that wasn't playing well when those guys wasn't there, he's now playing better. You know why? Because now he know I could just go do my job. Big brother Cosmi going to take care of the rest. We got my brother out here, Terry, going to do some more. All those things begin to work in hand, and then all of a sudden you see the team playing better, and people will be like, oh, man, now they're playing different. Well, they got confidence back. You know why they got confidence? Because the big brothers are back in town.
Well, and then I was thinking about that. And I was thinking about the receiver group. Dan Quinn yesterday said he's very optimistic Noah Brown's back on the field this week, right? Your receiver group this week, assuming the creek don't rise, Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, Treylon Burks, Jalen Lane.
Yeah.
That's the best receiver group they've had on the field at the same time in months.
Yes.
Months.
Yes.
And so I don't think you can understate the injuries. I do think the offensive line played really well against Denver.
Mm-hmm. But see, what happens, though, and I think this is what people don't get. When you are a player of a certain ilk and you know somebody else who's of the same ilk isn't on the field, human nature.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Patriots for you to try and do more. It's not a negative or a positive aspect thing, but what it does is it causes issues. Because you start trying to do more and you end up not doing your job properly, and you're trying to do more to keep up for somebody else that's not there, and then that other guy that might be taking that person's place, hell, he's not that person anyway. So now if you got a lesser of a person over there and you also become less of yourself because you're trying to overextend yourself, the teams begin to drop off, don't they? It's a lot of mental stuff that goes into It's a lot of mental stuff that goes into football. And I remember I had a coach one time tell me that it was more 95% mental. Didn't understand it. But as you grow old and you start thinking about things, the mental aspect of this game can screw up the physical aspect of it.
To that point, then, it is Thursday morning, 11 a.m., Make-A-Wish. Where do you think mentally the team is in the Marcus Jaden situation?
I think they're happy with either one. I think if Jaden is ready to go, this team understands how special Jaden is and what he can do. But if Jaden ain't ready to go, they got complete confidence in Marcus Mariota. As I say.
So what I've learned is with Marcus, it is, I think where people were really mispronouncing it was the saying kind of Mariota. It's Mariota.
Mariota.
And I think maybe Collinsworth was a little.
He was overly exaggerating the end.
I think it's more, I don't know.
Mariota.
I'm not good at like the phonetic stuff. I think people are pronouncing it with like a soft A, and it's more of a hard A. Like, think about Super Mario Brothers. Whenever you know somebody named Mario.
So it's Mariota.
So it's Mario.
Mariota.
It's Mariota.
Not Mariota. Mariota. That's how I'll say it.
Yes. So yesterday, you and I did kind of our gut check on Jaden or Marcus after DQ spoke. So about 23 hours ago. In the time since we've talked to Marcus, Jaden was out there on the practice field again.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your gut check on Marcus versus Jaden for this weekend?
As I told you yesterday, after listening to stuff yesterday, I felt a little less. But I also have paid enough attention to Dan to understand how Dan tried to throw you curveballs sometimes.
Sure.
And I don't know. I'm at that point. I can go 40-50 either way. Percent of who I think is going to go. Yesterday it was at 20. Jaden, not going, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, 20 and him going. Now I can go 40-50 either way. Because, see, this is one thing about me, what I've learned in life. When I start hearing people discuss, start having extra conversations about things, I think you're trying to pull wool over my head then. If you just tell me something and you never say nothing again, I normally take what you say as a fact. But if you keep talking and you keep talking and you keep like adjusting some stuff, now I think you're trying to fool me.
Well, and he does keep talking about Friday. So, like, he's letting you know that nothing's going to be decided until Friday.
Yeah.
And if you're Brian Flores, if you're the Vikings defensive coordinator, and I mean this sincerely, everyone understands that Jaden, when he's right, can play football at a truly elite level.
Yeah.
Like, I think with the Marcus Jaden conversation, for a backup quarterback, Marcus has a really high floor.
True.
I think his floor and Jaden's floor are pretty similar, right? Like, there's not a significant – the worst thing that can happen when your backup goes in the game is the fall off is disastrous, right? Like, you go from A to B, and B is way down here. I think when you go from Jaden to Marcus, the floor doesn't drop out.
Yeah, I'm with that.
The ceilings of both players are the difference.
Yeah.
And Jaden's ceiling, we have seen, to quote Michael Jordan, the ceiling is the roof. Like, he appears limitless. You know what I mean? Marcus, there are some limits, but he could play.
Yeah.
Marcus's best is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Brian Flores, Vikings D coordinator. How much does any of this, whether it's Jaden or Marcus, knowing they both can run RPOs, that both can use their legs, like, how much does his game plan change, or how much of his game plan is he waiting to find out, depending who's going to be the quarterback? That's what I was thinking.
What Brian Flores is doing is this. Brian Flores is studying Cliff Kingsbury more than he's doing those other players. Because the special thing about Jaden, you can't – he does it when he needs to do it. It just happens. There's no defensive coach in the world can go out there and say, yo, if he get in this situation, he might be able to do this or this. No, you just got to go with your keys and make sure you – so he's going to attack this offense. When Mariota come in there, they don't change the offense up, do they? They still run the same offense.
Right.
So if I prepare my guys for this offense, I'm going to be prepared for this offense. If my D lineman can beat your offensive lineman, and my offensive lineman can beat your defensive lineman, I don't give a damn who's on your field. I can win that. Now, if it gets to a situation where it get a little tied up, and that guy is special, Jaden, or even Marcus. Somebody on the defensive side got to be special, too, to try and offset that. It may happen sometime. It may not. But the ultimate thing comes down to what starts at the point of attack. And I think he'll be more concerned about his D lineman against our O lineman than he's worried about anything else.
Agree with that. I think one of the best – smartest moves in Washington acquiring Marcus Mariota. Mariota is a class act, a real gentleman, like a person I've enjoyed really getting to know and cover. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try like hell to say his name correctly because he deserves that. So if you hear me correcting myself, it's because I'm working on it. I mean that sincerely. I think one of the smartest moves the organization did by signing Marcus is the worst thing that can happen to an offense is when the backup quarterback has to play and then the offense has to run differently.
Totally.
And totally. Again, the ceilings of the two players are quite different, but Cliff could call the same stuff. The offense doesn't change if it is Marcus on Sunday.
True. And I think that is why this team is not overly concerned about which one. They know one of them can do some extra stuff, but they don't, it's not the concern about which one because they're not learning something different. If they had to learn a different offense for one or the other, then they would probably be leaning towards what makes them feel more comfortable.
It's going to be really interesting to find out. I think a lot of people are kind of operating that it's going to be Marcus. I'm not closing the door until DQ does on Jaden. Especially
with that.
Because one thing you know is Jaden wants to go. Jaden wants the doctors to clear him.
Yeah, I know
that. Jaden wants to be out there.
But what makes me so much more comfortable with this group, he's always wanted to go. they're going to make the decision based off what the doctors say. And I'm
as they should.
Yeah, I'm cool with
that.
That
needs to be the plan. There's a part of me, B. I think it was a really interesting Monday in town because it was a misery Monday, and that was a heartbreaking loss. But I think, by and large, fans were so excited that Washington kind of played to their ability again and looked pretty good. Defensively, they were better. You know, you give up 27, it's not a great defensive performance, but they were better.
Overtime, too.
Yeah. Offensively, they were pretty good. I think folks were just excited to see that.
Yes.
But it does increase the pressure of going to Minnesota and getting a win. Like, Minnesota's 4-8. They're coming off getting their ass kicked by Seattle.
I don't know if it increases the pressure, though. I think what it does is it has shown that, you know what, this team is getting back to closer to what they were supposed to be. But like I said yesterday when they left actually to do one of those reels, I was saying, like, this team, it seems to have some level of confidence because they played well, but they lost. What they need now is a win and play well. So if they can go up there and play well and get a win, this thing, the process, the mindset changes drastically for a lot of people. The chat you and I are involved with, I have noticed changes just from the way they played in that game.
Agreed.
And I think if they can go and play that well and win the game, it just continues carrying that on. Because people are going to be happy when you play great, give great effort. But if you're not winning the game, it only goes so far. So you have to win the game for people to really be in across that hole.
I think you can.
That threshold.
Not that. You can't celebrate losses, but you can look at what happened Sunday night against Denver and see a team that traded punches with one of the best teams in the NFL and really, really narrowly fell.
Yeah.
But if you don't see the same execution, performance, street fighting, brawling,
yeah.
I think people are going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Because you always say this, you've shown me what you can do.
Now, I expect it.
Now, yeah, it again.
I expect it, yeah.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We appreciate you. When we return, we're talking Commanders and Caps with our guy Ethan Cadeau.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.